54. Elevator music from hell.
Oh, To the hip sounds, the now sounds of Area 54.
Stumbling drunk through the garden, I see you designing your empty room. Now the seduction gets old with the dots and all the crosses, but symmetry looks good on you. Can't be serious, it's a lie to think of this love as anything but laughing at a choir boy. So what you gonna do now? The die has been cast and the wheel has stopped spinning. Rotate until the cycle ends. You got everything you want, dead. You got everything you need, dead. No, it's hard to believe,
we'll be right back. see a thousand people just like me. 100 unions in the snow. I watch them walking, I watch them falling. We live always underground. It's gonna be so quiet in here tonight. 1,000 islands in the sea, it's a shame.
Vancouver, BC, some band's called Destroyer, and a song's called Leave Me Alone. That was a New Order cover. You didn't recognize that.
Yeah, you sure do recognize that.
Yeah, but I recognize both. I recognize Destroyer and New Order.
Well, his new album is called Ken, and he's got such a New Order sound in some of those songs. I thought it was kind of funny to throw this song in there. And sure, you know, he's doing a cover of New Order here, which is not on the album. This is an older track.
I really would have not guessed from a few of their older albums that they were so 80s influenced, but this album, the new album Ken, definitely it got a lot of 80s kind of pop hooks in it, and also instrumentation. Mm-hmm. Cool stuff from Destroyer. Bjork before that, yes, we played Bjork off the album Utopia. I played a song called Future Forever. Good stuff from her. Always good to hear Bjork. She's got such a unique voice.
A little more upbeat, I mean, on this latest album, I mean, as far as how upbeat can Bjork get? But
well, she's just really talented.
Yeah,
really a lot of respect for her. RAC from Portland, Oregon did a song called The Beautiful Game. That was featuring St. Lucia there for the album Ego. And Prav Stellar played a track called Step 2. It's off the album Burning Spider. And Star Effer, another Portland band, did a song called Never Ever. It's off their album Being No One, Going Nowhere. Great Christmas present to give to somebody there if you want to give somebody a really cool album. Good album. And start off the whole set with Australia's own Empire of the Sun. Played a song called Triple Z. It's off their album Two Vines. Panah just came out with a new album. That was actually where they started. Then they started Empire of the Sun as a side band that got more more notoriety and is kind of their big deal now. But went back to their older moniker, huh, Mike?
Yeah. Well, they just released another Panah album, and it's even poppier than Empire of the Sun. So I don't know.
What are they thinking?
I don't know what they're thinking.
It's just nice to have two monikers, huh?
Yeah, maybe that's it, you know? I don't know how they distinguish the songs. It's like, okay, this is going to be an Empire of the Sun.
Well, they could probably maybe open for each other. So, you know, Empire of the Sun would close the show, and they'd wear all their Dune outfits. And then Panah, they just wear, you know, jeans, tennis shoes, and, you know, ripped up t-shirts. Yeah, and you wouldn't even know it was them.
Yeah. But three Northwest acts in that last set there, Tim.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
A lot of nice music coming out of the Northwest. Hey, we're Tim and Mike. Check us out online. It's area54.fm. You can check out join our Facebook fan page. You can listen to archives on the website. It's area54.fm.